This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yes, be grateful for the day. Another opportunity for you to live life to the fullest. Hopefully you share some of your thoughts, your ideas with our conversation here on the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to our conversation about what's going on in the world that you live in. Jennifer Horn is an expert when it comes to that, and so is Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill. We're all experts in life, if you will, as are you. We all have that expertise. We have the opportunity, the privilege to speak about it every day and try not to get our ego wrapped around whatever it is that we're saying, because it isn't about right and wrong. It's just about understanding what's happening. Jennifer, what example do you have of things that are happening that we ought to get a better handle on?
Well, Oprah Winfrey is trending today.
Yes, she is.
She has apparently notched another milestone. She has
another big payday.
Yeah. Her fortune has hit a record $4 billion to make her the first black female entrepreneur on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, which I know you're on, Dougie.
Yes,
Of the world's 500 richest people. She's at 494, just behind Mark Cuban and a name from the past, Ross Perot.
Really?
Yeah. Ross Perot.
Oh, wow.
I know. Blasto from the pasto. Oprah, I guess, can thank her performance of Weight Watchers for her latest marker. Her fortune has increased $427 million so far just this year alone, as the company's share price has more than doubled. Weight Watchers has mounted a comeback since 2015 when she bought a stake and agreed to pitch the brand. So as an ambassador, she's really helped out the company. Plus, they changed around the way they count points and all of that. They changed their program. And so they were saying this bump to Weight Watchers has put Oprah on this big
list. But I thought there was something else. Didn't she make another deal with somebody yesterday or the day before?
She did Apple. She has
Apple,
she has her
that's
own line
it,
of,
right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. She has her own line of soups and side dishes.
No, but she's
now
doing something with Apple.
Yeah, but the side dishes, though, Jen, are really good. It's called
Oh, that's good.
Delicious.
Yeah, we have them in our fridge. They're really good. It's a mix of, Doug, what she did was she took things like mashed potatoes, which are really not that healthy, and so she mixed in other things. So I think there's cauliflower is mixed in with that, and like chickpeas are mixed in with the other with the pasta. So it makes it creamy, but you're not really getting extra extra fat and junk. You're getting
what's so smart about Oprah is she finds the best people in various areas, and then she puts them together with the people that work with her. They create a brand. She's done it on television. She's done it with lifestyle items. She's done it with food. All of the things that she puts her name to. One thing that she's smart about is they always represent quality and value.
And they're always on her brand.
Smart.
She knows who she is.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And she knows who is who's appealing to her and who she appeals to, and she sticks with that. And that, I think, is really, really smart.
But as far as appealing is concerned, you can be sure she's not peeling the potatoes.
No. She's got someone to do that. But the best potato peeler ever. The sad thing is that this list of Bloomberg billionaires, apparently there's only 65 women on the list of 500, and only 6 of them are entrepreneurs. So we still have some work to do. The rest are husbands.
Inherited. No, it's inherited money. Like the Walmart family. They didn't do anything to make Walmart what it is. The father, Sam Walton, is the one who gets all I know families that have created businesses and all the kids worked in the business and they were responsible for its success. It may be the father had the idea, but then the kids came in and he trained them and did a good job. And I think there's a universality to that, especially in America where we have that opportunity that doesn't exist so much. It exists, but not the way it does here still. And you can be thankful for that, I think, anyway. All right, Jennifer, what else do you have? Anything that we can chew on
besides? That's my story for this hour,
I'll take one.
What do you have, Victoria?
Well, we can kind of dovetail off of Oprah and eating and stuff. There's a new study out which you may want to actually stock up on some Oprah products, because this is not a great study. It's about food that combines fat and carbs, and it does crazy things to the human brain, and it literally sends it just completely short-circuited. And in this experiment, they say processed foods like pizza, burgers, and pasta with creamy sauces trigger our brains in ways that naturally foraged foods never could. And so the fact that we are combining, when you have fat, that's one thing, and you have carbs, that's another. But when you combine them together, and especially like pizza is probably the best example, our human brains get really confused, and we don't know how to turn off our desire for hunger, and it makes us ravenous, even if we're not really that hungry. So, bad news if you love pizza like I do. So, if you have one slice and you can't stop, that's why. It's not your fault.
If you
it's
love pizza
fault.
Like I love pizza.
You can just blame it on your brain.
Oh, what a taste. Yes, yum, 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 yum. Okay, from the... That's the good stuff and the mediocre stuff. This is from the This Can't Be Good department. The president has ordered the creation of a new military branch that would deal with space. I don't like this idea at all. I don't like the idea.
I think you would love this.
No, I don't want space used for military. Nope. He said yesterday he was directing the Department of Defense and the Pentagon to begin the process to establish a space force in the 6th branch of the armed forces. He announced the decision during a meeting with the National Space Council. He said, quote, "We are going to have the Air Force and we're going to have the Space Force." Trump proposed the idea in a space-focused military, I guess there was a meeting in March of people who were thinking along these lines. It's been suggested in past administrations, but nobody's gone there. Bush was so off on the space. Neither Bush or Obama have anything to be proud about when it comes to the space program. We haven't had a good leader when it came to space. You go back to, I'm trying to remember when it was in the 60s and 70s when we had people who were thinking about what space is all about and how. Kennedy really got it started. We all know that. But to use space,
should it be privatized? Right. Because that's what Trump wants to do.
Well, I don't mind the privatization, but I don't want to use... This is an Air Force for space, which is punitive and militaristic. I don't like it. No, no. The Chinese are doing it, though, and the Russians are doing it.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
If everybody else is doing it, do you want to be the one that's not doing it?
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
They're pushing your hand.
So speaking of the Russians, our pals over there may have begun to significantly modernize their nuclear weapons. There's a storage bunker in Kaliningrad, which is north of Leningrad, which is east of Moscow. I don't know that it makes any difference. I'm telling you where it is, but it's up between Poland and the Baltics. So they apparently the Federation of American Scientists have aerial photographs showing the facility in this area undergoing a major renovation. The images document refurbishments at the site. Couple of years ago is when they started. Three underground bunkers there. To what end is my question? The presumption is to return to operational status there. These were some of the bunkers that were taken out during the Reagan era when they cut the number of military of nuclear bombs to like 5. It used to be 5,000 and then there were 1,000. You realize that all we need are about a dozen of these things on either side and you're toast. So having 1,000 or 5,000 is sheer lunacy, and the only people who benefit from this are the people who are making them. The money that's made to build these things is preposterous on both sides. And the Russians don't have the technology, so they hire the Germans to do it, so it's good business for the Germans, and around we go. Here we go, back again, and so this is why Putin is a pig. All he wants is glory for himself and ways to make money for himself. Supposedly he's on that list, but it's not public. The 500 people who are on the billionaire list, Putin's there, but he's not visible. Here's a guy that's become extraordinarily wealthy because he's a thug. He knew how the KGB operated. They knew how to intimidate people, knock off people that didn't go along with the rules of the country. And then when he took over, instead of taking care of the rules of the country, they take care of themselves. And so they kill off all the people that own the oil entities, construction, you know, all those people disappeared. And Putin's KGB buddies became the owners of these companies. And nobody can figure out how it happened. And if anybody looks too deeply into it, they get lost as well. So you got a real, you have, this country is, I'm talking about Russia, is a very treacherous place. So now add to that the Pentagon back to America empowering the Cyber Command. Now this is something that I think is necessary, Jennifer. The Cyber Command ordered this week to take a far more aggressive approach to defending our country against cyber attacks. There is, though, with this, a risk, because if we ramp up, it's the same thing. That means whether it's missiles, airplanes, or this kind of stuff. If we start trying to protect ourselves or build up our, if you will, our wall, then the others are going to do it. And all these malicious hacking groups that mostly come from Russia now, we're building up a counterattack. So then they're going to build up theirs and the Chinese and not a, who stops it? Who's the one who says no? That's the question. 19 past the hour.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles, along with the Lexus LS. The Lexus ES was part of the launch of the company in 1989. The new 2019 ES is bigger than before, sitting right between the BMW 3 Series and 5 Series. Design-wise, the car takes its cues from the new LC sports car and the Lexus LFA supercar. It's considerably younger in its appeal and now has 302 horsepower. The ES gets a new F-Sport trim and a nice 33 miles a gallon on the highway. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streamed optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Why?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Those of you who are fans of Melrose Place will remember this as the theme. 24 after the hour here on the DJB show with Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I, looking into the reality of what's going on in the life of Heather Locklear, hospitalized in Thousand Oaks this past weekend for a psychiatric evaluation. Family member called 911, claimed that she had been acting erratically, threatening to hurt herself. Caller also alleged that she was looking for a gun. The news comes, some months after she was arrested on a felony charge of domestic violence. 3 counts of misdemeanor battery because she was beating up her boyfriend, Chris. Is it Heiser? Esser? Well, how do we pronounce that guy's name?
I don't know who he is. But
I don't either. Anyway.
Somebody. But she threatened. We know she has the gun because she threatened to shoot the police officers that were trying to arrest her a few months ago. So, I thought they removed the gun from her because of that, right? Didn't they take it away and that's why she couldn't find it?
She can still go buy another one. The way they evaluate people, they don't do a psychiatric evaluation of anybody buying a gun.
No, but they put you on a do not buy list if they remove your gun from you. Yeah.
All right. Well, hold a good thought for her. It's too bad. 25 after the hour, here's something that is very interesting. A private jet once owned by the Elvis person sat on a runway in New Mexico for 40 years is on the auction block. The Iron Planet auction site announcing this week that the plane, which has red velvet seats, back on the market. Current owner bought it last year for $430,000. Previous auction house said Elvis designed the interior, has gold-toned woodwork, red velvet seats, red shag carpeting, just like everything else from the 1960s, right? It doesn't have an engine. And the cockpit was all taken apart. Who would want to, other than Elvis.
I guess they're relying heavily on the fact that Elvis designed it and that it was Elvis's dad, so.
Yeah. Right.
You could restore it. It doesn't have an engine, though.
Right.
Right.
That's why it's sitting in Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, come on.
Roswell
maybe it's had some alien visitors, Doug.
Well, Roswell, if you go through Roswell, and I remember being on, what was the UFO? KUFO was the station there that we were on. You go outside of town. I visited the town once, and there's a huge airport of abandoned planes. American uses it to just planes they don't use anymore. They just park them there. And there are a lot of other people that park planes on the tarmac there as well. And that's where Elvis's plane is at. But he has two other planes that are at, if you go to Graceland, pretty much across the street, there's an old Convair 880 that he used as his personal plane. There was a private jet there, too, I think, if I'm not mistaken, when I remember seeing that. So he had three or four planes. This plane actually was his father's. He gave it to his father to use. So they're going to accept bids online. You want to buy this plane? You got till the 27th of next month at ironplanet.com. It sounds like I'm doing an ad because I used to do ads for them. Here's Chaka Khan back in the music world with some new music. I always love saying that. Chaka Khan unveiling her new song, Like Sugar, her first track in over a decade, first single off her upcoming new album. I have this on New Music Monday. Did we have New Music Monday this week?
No, we did not.
How come? Did we forget?
No. There just wasn't a lot of releases. This is very
Chaka Khan has a new release. An extended version of Lake Sugar, Lake Sugar, was released as an ultra-rare white-label 12-inch single that arrived on Record Store Day. When was Record Store Day?
That was last month, I think.
Was it really? Okay. In addition to that album version, the single of Switch Remix to the track also released. Chaka Khan made a live television appearance earlier this year to perform her classic I'm Every Woman on Jimmy Kimmel's program to celebrate the series finale of Scandal. It was used there. Chaka Khan, 28 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think we've got a problem. We need to fix it.
That's the top Senate Republican, Senator Mitch McConnell, as members of both sides of the aisle are coming out strongly against the policy of separating illegal immigrant children from their parents at the Mexican border.
This requires a solution. Therefore, obviously, it would need to be a narrow agreement to fix the problem that we all agree needs to be fixed.
President Trump met with House Republican members last night on Capitol Hill, saying to hurry and send him an immigration bill that does allow families to stay together. However, afterwards, some of those Republicans said they weren't clear on which of several bills in the House the president was supporting. The city of Charleston, South Carolina, issues an apology for slavery. The council adopting the resolution denouncing and apologizing for the city's role in the slave trade hundreds of years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the ever pleasant and popular DJV show. Hi. Not too pleasant. Every once in a while there's a little snarkiness going on. Just check with Victoria on that one. Jennifer Horn is here.
Wow.
Calm down. Come on, will you please? So the Supreme Court has passed on the gerrymandering case. Let's figure out what this means. They ruled against intervening in a couple of high-profile partisan gerrymandering cases. Everybody knows what gerrymandering is, yes? You know what it means when you gerrymander, what happens under a gerrymandering reality? You know what it
is?
I
think we do, but I think it's a good thing. It's a buzzword that that I think does confuse a lot of people, so maybe it's good to talk about what it is.
So what happens, and with a couple of specific cases, one's in Maryland, the other's in Wisconsin, what happens is the politicians decide that because they have a quote-unquote mandate, they're going to redistrict. That's basically gerrymandering is redistricting. And so in some cases when the Republicans win, they try to move
the line. Yeah, it could be for their gain. Right.
Yeah, of course. Right, exactly. And Democrats
but redistricting,
win.
I think some people are confused by this, too, and I've seen people talk about it on social media. What that actually means is they redraw the map of where
map.
You go to your polling station. I think we
well,
need to kind of
who's
break
included?
That down.
Who's right. included?
Well,
who can go there, too?
Who represents you?
Yeah,
who represents
right.
you, too, for assembly districts and state Senate districts and for congressional districts and that sort of thing.
So I think the reason in this circumstance that the Supreme Court didn't rule is because they don't usually get involved in these sorts of things. They want the states to find solutions. Remember, the Supreme Court will not get involved if they think there is another solution. They only get involved and make decisions if there is no other way to settle or fix whatever the problem is that's come to them. They decide to look at cases, and then sometimes during the course of their evaluation, they say, nah, we're not going to get involved in this, and they send it back to whatever the court is that it can. And that's what happened here.
Didn't they get involved in Pennsylvania?
I don't remember. Yeah, oh, yes,
kept
right.
going.
I remember that,
right?
Yes.
Because it kept going back and forth, and the governor refused to accept it. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And that was favorable, I think, to Democrats, but that one, for whatever, they upheld that one.
It was in the Schuylkill Valley. I remember the Schuylkill Valley, that whole area that's north and a little west of up the Schuylkill River from Philadelphia. Don't you remember that? It was sort of a central, I remember that now fairly well. All right, so a lot of this happens this time of year. A lot of almost every day is going to be an announcement from the Supreme Court of how they've decided on this issue, that issue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As long as we're in the federal realm, there's a study on alcohol that's been going on that has been canceled due to lack of interest. No, actually, due to lack of credibility. And here's your tax dollars at work, folks. You'll be happy to hear this. $100 million of taxpayer money. $100 million to study alcohol consumption is not going to go forward because the alcohol industry... I love these. $70 million of the study's funding came from the alcohol industry. The other $30 came from the feds. Was meant to define or answer an ongoing question whether moderate drinking, like having a glass of wine or a beer a day, has a positive effect on your health. I thought this has been decided 100 times already. Right?
Well,
I mean, why are we even studying this again?
It seems to be common knowledge. Back and forth. Yeah, it does change a lot. But sometimes it's it's so good for you. Other times, women shouldn't drink more than a glass of wine a day, otherwise they up their breast cancer risk. So you go back and forth. These studies, as you always say, science always disproves itself.
It does. And it depends on who's paying for it often. So in this case, the alcohol industry didn't like where the study was going, so they pulled the plug. So, under that circumstance...
I thought that that's not what happened. I thought that it's because the people doing the study had reached out to the alcohol industry looking for, I guess, some guidance on what findings they were hoping to have.
The
New York Times did an expose on this, and then it was like, well, there's no way you can move forward now knowing that they've been communicating.
They exposed them for what they are, a bunch of phonies.
Right.
Yeah. And so there it is. More.
So what happens to that money?
We're going to have a party. You really want to come?
Sure.
A party.
$100 million party? I can't even imagine your party.
Yep. All right. Speaking of partying, Jennifer, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico all now have agreed. Didn't the first news of this come last week? The World Cup for 2026.
Yeah,
and now it's official. Everybody coming together. Yeah.
Yep, that's they all went in on a joint bid, the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And we benefit. The United States will get like 60 games. I think Canada is supposed to get 10 or 11, and then the same goes to Mexico. So, if you're a fan of World Cup, it's coming here. Maybe we can start our own earthquake. Remember Mexico when they beat Germany actually showed up on the Richter scale.
So this is FIFA, FIFA, FOFA?
FIFA. I like to call it FIFA, but it's FIFA.
It is FIFA.
It is.
The president... and the travel ban, is that something that entered into this?
That was a concern, yes. And President Trump actually apparently made phone calls himself to the FIFA people saying that the travel ban would not be in effect during the World Cup, and that that means that teams, officials, and fans from countries affected by the travel ban will actually be allowed into the U.S. as long as that team slash country qualifies for the World Cup. Mm-hmm. So you can't just come over to watch games. If your team and country is there represented, then you will be allowed in. And I'm sure that's going to create
a lot
another
of times,
mess. And,
right. Well, but, when these things happen, though, a lot of people come and ask for asylum, depending on where they came from. Yeah. Last World Cup was played here in 1994. Meanwhile, the investigating of Mexico's soccer team continues. You see the story here, the story. FIFA, whatever you say, FIFA?
It's FIFA.
FIFA. Well, why don't they spell it that way, then?
It's the Federal Internet.
I is pronounced I. F-I-F-A is FIFA. I, pronounced like Y.
Okay.
If you
so
want to pronounce
what?
It FIFA, you spell it F-E-E-F-A.
Somebody right, and you know what, just like the rest of the world calls it football, and only Americans say, no, it's soccer, then fine. Only Americans can say FIFA, and the rest of the world can say FIFA.
Okay, let's call the whole thing off. You say FIFA, I say FIFA. So anyway, the Mexican fans are under investigation because apparently they engaged in a lot of homophobic chanting after their team beat Germany over this past weekend. I don't... No, how to...
There's always, there's a lot of that happens.
Of course there is. It's name-calling. Yo, fags! And whatever other you...
Yeah. Seems like a good thing for us to say on air.
Yeah.
What?
Good morning.
Just because the Mexican...
Politically correct.
Just because the Mexican fans are saying it doesn't mean we then have to repeat it.
Okay, Mom, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Jay-Z, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Or Victoria, who wants to do the... He's the new president of this basketball. What is this? This is
Puma. It's a shoe brand. It's an apparel brand, but it's not a basketball team. Okay, I guess I'll do it. So Puma is...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Why are you laughing so heartily?
Because you're like, Jay-Z is the president of a new basketball team? Who is this, Puma? Yeah, it's the Framingham Pumas. Haven't you heard of them?
Yeah.
They're your new expansion team.
Yeah, exactly. Puma was a
their
snake.
Their symbol's a tractor.
Isn't there...
Puma's a cat.
No, it's not
like
a cat.
Jeez.
Going further and further down this hole.
Okay. Somebody save me. Who's going to do that?
You're beyond saving.
Oh, thank you very much. Come on, let's go. Who's doing it? Nobody's doing this?
Fine. Okay. Well, here. I'll go. So Puma is making a commitment. I know we're all quiet. We're all just waiting. Yeah. Puma's making a commitment to relaunch.
No, you're just laughing at me because you think it's funny.
That is true. Yeah. Because all you have to do is read the first sentence. It says, Puma's making an aggressive commitment to relaunch its basketball
category.
No,
I see Jay-Z, and I go off anyway on a tangent with him.
Anyway, they've announced that Jay-Z will be president of Puma Basketball. In advance of this week's NBA draft, Puma has already signed projected first-round picks DeAndre Ayton, Marvin Bagley III, and Zahir Smith to multi-year footwear and apparel endorsement deals. The trio represents the first NBA endorsement deals for the brand in over 20 years. Puma last signed Vince Carter in 1998 to a 10-year deal, although the short-lived contract ended after just two seasons. Jay-Z is expected to be leading Puma's creative direction for marketing campaigns. He'll have a voice on products, and he'll also help to identify which up-and-coming NBA players and entertainers might be the best suited for the brand.
So Vince Carter, wasn't he the younger cousin of Jimmy Carter? Okay.
I'm going to get wrinkles from putting my face planted into my
wrinkles.
Palms.
You're going to get wrinkles from
I'm
your
gonna
smiling.
I'm going to now call them the Stefan wrinkles.
The smile wrinkles. That's what you're going to have. Okay, some business and money news. Global stock markets off today. The trade clash between Washington and Beijing seems to be taking its... Well, the pain's mostly in Asia. Markets over there closed
Trump's
already
threatening
down.
Threatening to tariff another $200 billion worth of goods today.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So that's not making people happy over there. So how is all of this affecting your stock? There's a new study out this week by the American Financial Enterprise. It's called Ameriprise Financial. And according to the study, retirees reveal how they really feel about spending their hard-earned savings. So if this fit the bill for you, let's listen to Andy Solomon explain.
Of retirees admit they are reluctant to draw down their assets, and for good reason. Here's Marcy Keckler, VP of Financial Advice Strategy at Ameriprise Financial.
Many in retirement say they feel worried that they may not have enough money to last. To alleviate these fears, it's important to figure out which assets to draw down first, determine how much risk you're willing to take on, and consider tax implications that could affect you down the road.
Beyond investments and income strategies, retirees have also encountered a few more surprises during their financial journey.
Retirees say finding time to do all the things they want to do is something they weren't quite prepared for. And number one on their list of goals is to travel.
To keep your retirement on track, consider working with a financial professional to help you reach your financial goals, stay up to date on your investments, and navigate important financial decisions. For more information, log on to Ameriprise.com. Now you're in the know.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Netflix, YouTube, both of these online streaming services require an internet connection. But if you haven't upgraded to a smart TV, you're missing out on all that content on your big screen. That is, of course, unless you have Roku, a streaming device you connect to your TV to make it a smart TV. Lloyd Clark is from Roku.
We connect customers to content. We provide sticks or players or TVs together with some partners so that customers can get to streaming content. And we have a wide variety. There's standard traditional TV shows, full-length movies. There's a lot of content that is specific to individual needs.
They also have a 24-hour news channel and sports and more. Just plug in Roku for access to thousands of free and pay channels. And if you buy a new Sanyo TV, it might already have Roku built in. More info is at Roku.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to 3 free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV show, courtesy of Victoria Keelan and all her research. Let's get started with some video game news. The World Health Organization says playing video games could be bad for your health. Duh. What do we need them to tell us that for? They make short work out of this. This kind of stuff from these people. This is clown talk. But anyway,
well,
who doesn't
that? I know what you mean. But however, this is it's now listed as a gaming disorder as an official mental health condition. The reason that this is important, yes, we can all identify someone that we know who plays too many video games, and maybe it's an addiction, and maybe it's becoming a hindrance to their social life and things like that. But without the World Health Organization actually classifying it as a disease, it makes it difficult for insurance to cover treatment. They now want this to be treated like an addiction, like a gambling addiction is what they've likened it to. So it is important. I know it sounds like it's more government speak and red tape, but in order to actually have guidelines for this, for treatment, it is important that it made this list yesterday of classifications of diseases. And so they said the negative pattern of behavior usually needs to last for about 12 months before an official diagnosis can be made. And the Pew Research Center in 2015, those are the most recent numbers we have, they said nearly half of adult Americans play video games. And
what?
They think about 5% actually have a gaming disorder. And so until now, and those are numbers from 2015, that's actually increased in 3 years. So we don't fully understand. And now when you look at, like, ESPN now has an esports team, that's a whole gaming network of people who just like a sports team. There's a draft, there's a basketball, the NBA has an e-gaming team now. There's so many different things that are really increasing in the gaming world. Yeah. This is actually kind of important that the WHO is acknowledging it, because usually things like this are so far behind before it's a problem. Look at the opioid epidemic.
Yeah.
And this isn't nearly as serious as that. But still, we were so far behind on the opioid thing. So at least they're trying to get ahead of this, and it could become a bigger problem.
Is it becoming a bigger problem because of things like that expo in Los Angeles this past weekend, where all these new gaming games came out? Gaming news was made by this game and that game.
Those gaming expos are just, they're huge. They keep getting bigger and bigger.
What's the Stranger Things video game that came out?
There's a new Stranger Things video game that's coming out later this year, and it is based on the Netflix show, which is one of Netflix's most popular shows. So it's kind of a cool concept for a video game, and
there are
the show has a lot of fans.
Games, Walking Dead game, Game of Thrones game,
yep.
Minecraft, all of these have...
Yep, so you take your favorite TV show, and then it turns into a video game, and it never ends. So
Cash.
Think about it that way. Binge.
Cash call! Cash call, that's what it is. Ka-ching. All right, speaking of Game of Thrones, HBO's announcement that they are creating 5 spin-offs from the series. Let's listen to that story.
The Geek Out.
Game of Thrones fans are having to wait for the 8th and final season, but it's no secret that HBO is working on as many as 5 different spin-offs and now have confirmed at least one of those. It will be a prequel series taking place, quote, thousands of years before the events of the Game of Thrones, so all of those creepy, violent, and bizarre mythical tales they're always talking about on the show can now be told. Now, the confirmation comes in the form of a single pilot that's been ordered, and it will be written by Jane Goldman and co-created by Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin. We don't have an announced date for the pilot, and we don't even have an announced date for the start of Season 8. We do know it'll start on HBO sometime in the summer of 2019.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, let's get to the iPhone news here, Victoria.
Yes, iPhones will soon be sharing location data with 911 call centers. Apple announced that it'll use an emergency technology. It's a data pipeline that Apple has created to securely share callers' locations, even in challenging, dense, and urban environments. This is a big thing. They've had the technology, but Apple's very protective of its customers. So the CEO, Tim Cook, said that the feature will help first responders reach our Apple customers when they need the most assistance. And it's not always easy for 911 call centers to find wireless users. And so now Apple's really coordinating with them. And so they said 70% of emergency calls are made from cell phones. So this will actually make a lot of iPhone users safer.
Really? Okay. So that's some good news then.
They will appear later this year in the iOS 12 update.
All right. Got that story straight? You can thank Victoria Keelan for that. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.